And now, number three, the Lodge. And now...
Tonight, BBC One presents The Death of Mary, Queen of Scots. Ow! Stop hitting me!
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want!
With your hosts, Mike Routier
and Flag the Ripper.
Oh, Lord, that is right. Radio Like You Want back in action. My name is Mike, and I'm flying solo once again, folks. My co-pilot, Blag Dahlia, is still returning from Europe after doing a three-week stint with his band, The Dwarves. But fear not, Dwarves fans. We have a special treat for you. Now, last week, if you remember, I played a Ting Tings cover that the Dwarves recorded when they were over in England doing a BBC session. This week, I'm playing the entire BBC session. That's right. They were on Mike Davies' punk show on BBC One. They did a live in-studio recording. You get to hear it all this week, folks. Do some old Dwarves classics and some new Dwarves classics. Stay tuned for that. Also, we got Eugene Robinson returning. If you remember, Eugene and Chuck Dukowski were on this show back in September. They were hyping their band Blackface. Now, at the time, they hadn't put out any music, so we really didn't have anything to play from them. That's all going to change this week, folks. You get to hear the premiere, the world premiere exclusive of the new Blackface debut 7-inch, I Want to Kill You and Monster. That's out on Hydra Head Records. Very limited edition, single pressing only. You got to get over there and pick this record up right now. I'm telling you, listen to the interview. There's a more compelling reasons why you should do this sooner rather than later. So it's my pleasure to welcome back Eugene Robinson, representing Blackface. Plus, our regular features, we got John Gentile bringing us some new tunes. We got our Globetrotter. We got It Came from the Garage. Oh, it's going to be scary this week, folks. But now let's kick things off with a Black Flag classic. This one will definitely be in the Blackface set when they tour next summer. Police Story on Radio.
Like You Want. Destroy those motherfuckers, Mike. Show them where it's at.
How do we differ from the dogs and cats you and your kind used to love? Why did you turn us from pets into slaves?
Because your kind were once our ancestors. Man was born of the ape, and there's still an ape curled up inside of every man. The beast must be whipped into submission. The savage has to be shackled in chains. You are that beast. You taint us. Poison our guts. When we hate you, we're hating the dark side of ourselves.
Thank you. He's driving a 1950 Ford two-door coupe. He's got a racing mill under his hood.
Lord, sounds like the squad cars are closing on in. That's Squad Car from Eddie and the Showman. Squad Car 7-inch. Who knows when that came out. I'm guessing the 60s. Just a wild guess. For that, Freedom Tickler from a Bay Area favorite, Triclops, out of Africa. Their debut LP came out in 2008. Those guys have been on a bit of a hiatus lately, but they put on a great live show, so hopefully they'll be out playing live soon again. And before that, a classic from Black Flag, Police Story. You know that one's going to be part of the live set when Black Face hits the road this summer. Chuck Dukowski, Eugene Robinson, taking some of those Chuck Dukowski-penned Black Flag tracks that never saw the light of day and breathing some new life into them. They're going to be hitting the road this summer, doing a whole tour, padding the set with some Black Flag classics that Chuck wrote. Eugene Robinson interview coming on up, and the debut of Black Face 7-inch. Folks, do stay tuned. Now let's talk about touring. Makes me want to see the world. Makes me want to head out. Find greener pastures, maybe do some globetrotting.
Globetrotter, spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, of Kumbaya, of Chaos and Carnage.
So join us now, live from points unknown, as we bring you Globetrotter.
This is Vlad the Ripper globetrotting all over Europe, where the dwarves have been dominating for the last month. It all climaxes in Eindhoven, where we play Speed Fest, put on by the Netherlands' finest, Peter Pan Speed Rock. Here's their international number one hit, Go Satan Go, for this week's Globetrotter on Radio Like You Want.
Sunday strip, suits out, not your championship. Monsters, boys, girls, won't be. Are you ready? Hey! yo, radio like you want. This is John Gentile from Philly, staff writer at punknews.org. I'm here to keep you up to date on all the latest punk rock hits. This hit comes from Gnarboots, a band that blends punk rock with hip-hop, with disco, with club music. And I gotta say, you know, their hip-hop's not that great, their disco music's not that great, but when you put it all together, it becomes fantastic. This track is called The Big M. It's off their Happy Birthday mixtape that just came out 2 weeks ago.
In subjection, take all thoughts captive to the obedience of Gnarboots. It's a ripoff. Set your mind on other things. Like Gnarboots is with you all the time. Because we are. We see everything you do. So, walk humbly before us and with us. Over sin and over temptation. In obedience.
Gnarboots right there. The Big M from the Happy Birthday mixtape. Submitted by the one and only John Gentile from Philly, punknews.org, staff writer extraordinaire, my friends. We always thank him for sending us some new tunes. Before that, our Globetrotter of the Week, Peter Pan's Speed Rock, Go Satan Go from their Lucky Bastards LP that came out in 2003. Stand corrected. Introduced by the one and only Mr. Blag Dahlia. He's not here this week, folks. He'll be back next episode, I guarantee. It's a little lonely here in the studio, but it was... good to get that intro from him. We're going to hear some Dwarves later on, the full BBC session coming on up. But first, folks, we have to get into this blackface stuff, talk to Eugene Robinson. Going to kick things off with a Chuck Dukowski classic, Rollins, Take It Away.
Sometimes songs are more than songs, aren't they? Sometimes songs are evocative of how so many people are feeling, like Feed the World or We Are the World. But the best example of a song that kind of puts us all in one place, in one loving moment of grace, is written by a guy named Chuck Dukowski. And it's the only song you'll ever need if you're ever stranded on a desert island. It may be the only thing that saves you. It's called My War.
My wife! soul. Feel my heart. Then we'll come.
Why? Oh, what are they? You said you're my friend, but you're one of them. Tell me that I'm wrong. Try sing me your ego song. You're one of them. My friend, but you're one of them. One of them. One of them. Yeah. My life. My life. My life. My life. My life. My life. My life.
All right, My War right there. That's Chuck Dukowski's classic from Black Flag. Of course, he has a new band now, Black Face, with the one and only Eugene Robinson. They're taking some of those tracks that he's written when he was in Black Flag, but they were never recorded. So now they're going to get released under the Black Face moniker. Eugene Robinson joining me once again to help walk me through this new 7-inch. Eugene, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, glad to be here. Glad to do it and to be here.
Well, you were on a couple of months ago, back in September, but you guys didn't have any tunes out at the time, so I had to ask you back to help me walk me through this 7-inch.
I'm ready to do so. I just spent the past 2 days singing the rest of our set down in L.A., so I have semi-recovered from it, but that would account for the frog voice.
Oh, man, don't hold on to that golden voice now. I'm looking forward to that tour, so I'm expecting you to be in tip-top. All right, we'll try and go easy on you tonight then.
Yeah, okay, good.
Let's get people up to speed if they didn't catch the last episode. You've done quite a few interviews since you've been on the show, and it seems that the usual talking points come up, so I'll just run through them real quick to get everyone up to speed. First of all, Chuck and Eugene are friends from way back. They met in SST back in 97 when Oxbow was doing a project, and Chuck came up with the name Blackface, just so everyone knows. And here's the kicker: it's okay because Eugene is black himself.
Well, it would be okay regardless of what I am.
Well, at the PC manual, section 5, paragraph 4, sentence 8 states that if you have a black man in the band, it's cool. It's all good.
I look completely differently. I look at it like I've got a bunch of white guys in the band.
As you should, my friend.
You know, it's like, what was that great line from Apocalypse Now about how they rain fire on villages, you know, but when my men write fuck on the side of the airplanes, they ban them because it's scheme.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to analyze our priorities and our interests. I completely reject that argument out of hand. And I'm primed because I've been having the argument for the past month and a half now based on some loose talk by Ian MacKay. Put a bug in Chuck's ear about how the name wasn't right. You know, I said, well, you know, it rankles me that this is something we even need to discuss. I think it's a genius name. So in the end, my powers of argumentation won the day, and it is Blackface instead of the Ian MacKay approved Black Soul.
So, okay, so we can put that rumor to rest then. There, you guys are sticking with the name. That's it.
Yes.
All right, now that that's out of the way, let's get to the good stuff, Eugene. All right, you finally put out this first single. We've been waiting for it forever, and I got to tell you, it did not disappoint, man. You know, you had said before you don't want to try and do the retro thing, and I could definitely hear the influence of what you're doing in Oxbow in these songs, but, you know, Chuck wrote them when he was in Black Flag, so obviously there's going to be a little bit of that as well. I think it struck the perfect chord. Are you happy with how it turned out?
I'm exceedingly happy with it. I mean, the thing is, if I had been chosen to sing this in 1982 or 83, I feel fairly certain that I would not have done as good of a job. I was not in the right place, and emotionally I would have been incapable of delivering a performance that was somewhat true to life, you know, from the heart and soul. Now it's different, you know, my voice, the tone and the timbre of my voice, of course, is different because I'm older, but I've done something that I always wanted to do, which was to make it musical, you know. I mean, there's some bands, like I said when I interviewed with you, that I can't conceivably hear myself contributing anything to.
Right.
Like the Cro-Mags, you know, the Bad Brains. You know, the singers are not technically perfect. That's not what I'm talking about.
Sure.
It's a really perfect emotional balance for the music, and I can't imagine any other voice for it. So there's nothing there for me to do, but I always listen to Black Flag tunes and go, it's musical, And it's much more sophisticated than just thrash music. The time signatures are really weird, like Oxbow, a musical approach to vocalization. But again, it's not Oxbow.
One of the cool things about the legacy of Black Flag in this is that, you know, they had a variety of vocalists, so it's not like you're taking Robert Plant's place in Led Zeppelin or something or whatever. You know, something
right, exactly
established
right.
Vocalists where it's like, oh, what? You know?
What was funny is, you know, we took a break during rehearsal, and we stepped outside, and the guys in the next rehearsal room, oh, yeah, man, you guys are working on some Black Flag covers. And right then, Bukowski kind of steps out. they're sputtering to try to figure out what's going on. And they look at the name, they see the typeface and the font, and they're like, wait a minute, what's happening?
Oh, you guys are like a tribute band or some cheesy-ass shit, right?
Well, then they figured it out, you know, with very little explanation. It was kind of a cool moment. You know, they immediately rushed back into the rehearsal room and started playing. It was cute and funny, though.
Should we rock this thing? Should we turn our listeners on to it?
Let's do it. You know, in actual fact, as far as I know, this might be a debut, you know.
Oh, I'm sure it is. This is a world exclusive, Eugene. Come on. You know how we do it over here.
I mean, magazines have gotten it, but I don't know that, as far as I know, anybody radio put. I did a radio interview on Sunday night, but I didn't have the record yet. So as far as I know, you are the first.
If you want to kick it off, this is Side A. You want to introduce this one? You do a radio show. Let's hear your radio voice.
I just finished my radio show for today, actually. this song is called I Want to Kill You.
On Radio Like You Want. Folks, there it is. I Want to Kill You, the A-side of the brand new 7-inch from Blackface. I have frontman Eugene Robinson with me right now. Eugene, what a track, my friend. Yes. Congrats to you. Wow.
I usually rate how cool something is based on how many times I almost pass out when I'm doing it. And that was a three pass out song. So that was
it gets three pass outs, three choke holds for that one. Now you said starting off on the conversation here that you're in the studio working on the set list. You guys getting ready to set off on the tour? What's the schedule looking like? Anything nailed down yet?
It's looking like August. We have a huge festival in Poland, and then we'll do shows. It's looking like August, September now. So.
Oh, wow. And you guys are practicing the set. I guess you guys are going to be a well-oiled machine come August, I'll tell you.
There's a formula, you know. We're going to have three different sets. The flexibility we have gives us an A set, a B set, and a C set.
Oh,
so
okay.
Each of those, we need 40 hours of rehearsal. So that's 120 hours of rehearsal. So,
now, is he paying you by the hour?
Well, no, exactly not. And you can also hear how my voice sounds after about 10 hours. You know?
Well, let's give your voice a little rest while we rock the B side. Let's flip this thing over. It's called Monster. This one, now, was this one released by one of Chuck's other projects at some point or something? Or?
Yeah, it actually had been, but I don't know which one. It had been played, but the only reason it ended there was because the fractious relationship between Chuck and Greg had resulted in it being yanked off of My War, of course.
Monster is the B-side. This is done the way it's supposed to be done, my friends. Blackface is all over this. Eugene, let's check out this track.
Yes.
Every feeling.
Wow. All right. There it is. Monster. Side B of the new brand new 7-inch single from Blackface. I Want to Kill You and Monster. Pick it up on Hydrohead Records, my friend. This one's going to be a collector's item for sure. What are you guys only doing a limited release on this?
Yeah. Hydrohead does not fuck around with limited releases. I mean, we did some Oxmo thing, limited release, and it sold out in like a month and a half. I was like, oh, you guys going to reprint that, right? And he's like, no.
He goes, look.
Limited release means limited release. If those people don't get the first, the 500, then it's done. That's it. That's the only way we can stay in business. When we say limited release, people know we mean limited release, so they buy it. We don't have to warehouse. We have to pay for warehouse space. So right now, 2,000 7-inch are planned, and you know, colored vinyl covers, stickers, and stuff. But they are absolutely no more planned. I said, what would you have to do to print more? He says, you'd have to sell all in 1 week, and that's not happening.
So, oh, you heard it first, people. You got to get out there and get your greedy little hands on this limited release, one time only. The return on investment is through the roof. They got a better S&P rating than America right now. So this, you guys can retire on this single in about 20 years. No problem. I guarantee it. Limited release, one and one time only. It's going to be a little weird, though, when you guys tour. What if you don't have any product? You're not going to have any swag? What? No singles?
We talked about that, and he said that he's going to keep a return reserve for us of about 200 of them. There's a formula based on how long the tour is, but that was the idea behind having subsequent releases, so that you go out on tour with something new. So the plan was to do 3 7-inches and then a CD of some kind, or some vinyl, but nothing would be complete without a certain Black Flag kind of thing lingering. Things went afoul of the table, so Blackface got booted off of Hydrohead.
Oh, wow. Is that true? You guys are no longer on Hydrohead. This is the one and one time only.
That's the one and one time. Oh, I mean, unless something magical happens, there will be no change.
Oh, the drama continues. All right. Well, there you go.
Suffice it to say, it had nothing to do with me.
Yeah. Well, because you're really tight with the Hydrohead guys. I know you do a lot of all your Oxbow releases and things like that. So
Oxbow still has a label.
You're still in good graces, I suppose.
Yes.
Blackface, not so much. All right, got it. Well, congrats to you, Eugene. This Blackface project's taken off. It's getting a lot of buzz. Obviously, you guys delivered big time on your first release. We expect nothing less from the other ones, and your live show. That's something to look forward to this summer. Before I let you go, I want to talk about what's going on with Oxbow. I know you guys are doing a fundraiser for a potential film. Is that true?
It's done. Oh. We hit our funding level. And
congratulations.
The smart guys have figured out that if they donate $10 now, they essentially get a $25 DVD for $10.
Oh, okay.
So I've been trying to figure out how to close the bidding gap, but yeah, we reached our level, and
you're just hemorrhaging cash as we speak, right?
Yeah, and the DVDs will go out. We should have them in hand for our show with Scratch Acid this weekend.
Good segue right there. I know you're in radio.
Exactly.
You got some good. You got some shows coming up. Why don't you hype your shows real quick?
Well, I've got two shows in Seattle, and it'll be Scratch Acid with special guest Oxbow.
Oh, that's going to be a killer bill. No one sleep on that.
Then Oxbow goes into studio in February, right, to start recording the Thin Black Duke with Joe Ciccarelli right here in Oakland.
Wow, you're quite the busy cat, Eugene. You got all kinds of things going on. Plus, you're training 7 days a week on top of it to be a fighter.
Yeah, exactly right. Idle hands are the devil's playground. So,
all right, man. Let's get everyone pumped up for the big Oxbow shows going on this week in Seattle. Here's a live, very cool live cut of La Luna on radio. Like You Want. Oh, I know you're a big MMA guy, so come on, the new light heavyweight champ, John Jones. He seems unstoppable. What's your opinion?
I love him. The amount of hatred that this guy is actually drawing is inexplicable until I realize that America, despite all the hoo-ha, really does not like a winner. You know, the guy is a dream champion, and in actual fact, he is, in the short term, unstoppable. You should know that when you're watching him fight, it's like Babe Ruth, Michael Jordan, Muhammad Ali, you're watching something phenomenal happen.
Yeah, he's racking up some really impressive defeats of some really talented guys. He's making them look second rate in the ring. I mean, if you didn't know you just turned it on, you didn't know who these people were.
I've been watching this a long time, and I tell you, I'm seeing stuff I've never seen before. And this is from a guy who trains 9 times a week, you know?
23, too, at the tender age of 23.
Yeah, I think he just turned 24, but yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well. See, you're up on the stats, I tell you that.
Yeah, no, it's you know, you should know that you're witnessing a really significant type of history.
So. Well, I think he's fighting so many popular guys. I mean, each one of those guys have a lot of fans. They don't want to see their guy get beat. But I think as he moves in his career and continues to win, that, you know, he'll win over those fans of his own. And I think people will share your opinion as well.
And he'll lose eventually. But given the bar that he's raising, I mean, you're guaranteed of one thing. The guy he loses to will also be phenomenal, you know.
Well, let's hope so. Thank you so much, Eugene, for joining me. It was my pleasure to be able to debut these world exclusive premiere of I Want to Kill You and Monster.
I'm sorry for that. It took as long as it did.
So. Hey, no apology needed, my friend. This is all top notch stuff. Hopefully, you'll be joining me again soon, sometime for sure, next summer before you get ready to
hit the
tour.
As often as you want me to come up, is as often as I'll be there.
Wow, well, that's quite the offer, man. All right, I got a new co-host. It's official.
Okay. All right, Mike.
Cheers. Bow right there, La Luna. That's a live one from France just this year. That's right, 2011. Wow, what a good conversation I had with Mr. Eugene Robinson. It's always a pleasure speaking with him. He's such a charismatic dude. This was cool. We got to finally hear the debut 7-inch from Blackface. Never been played before, folks. World premiere exclusive right here on Radio Like You Want. You know how we do it, folks. Hey, if you didn't catch the first time I had Blackface on, it was back in September, I do believe. It was both Eugene Robinson and Chuck Dukowski. Now, we didn't get to play any Blackface tunes because they didn't have anything out at the time, but it was still a pretty cool conversation. So you can head over to RadioLikeYouWant.com, and we have all our podcasts listed on there. So convenient for you folks. All right, Blag missing MIA once again, but looking forward to his return next week. Until then, I'm going to tie you over with this BBC session. Take it away, Blag.
Hey there, I'm Blag the Ripper.
I'm Gregory Pecker.
This is Chip Fracture.
The Fresh Prince of Darkness.
Clint Torres.
And we are the Dwarves.
Dwarves.
Try to tell me what to do.
violence, some violence, some violence now.
Let's have some violence!
This is Blag the Ripper, rock legend, up in here. We did all kinds of songs. This one's from our brand new record, The Dwarves Are Born Again. It's a pop hit for the ages, people. Looking out for number one.
I saw my girl, she was hanging by a thread, she was gone. Left a note, wrote in crayon, saying so long. Death lives on. I really thought that she loved me because we'd had so much fun.
Now I'm living on the run, looking out for number one.
Had to go out to the city, had to get out of this town. Now the girl looks so pretty when they laid her in the ground.
On the run, looking out for number one.
I had a drink at the station, had to get out of my head. Saw my face on the TV, what it did was all it said. Now my life could be ending when it's only just begun.
And now I'm living on the run, looking out for number one.
One day she laughed at me and left me thunderhearted. LAPD is after me. Let's get this party started.
It's the loneliest one. It's the loneliest. I'm looking out for number one.
The Dwarves Are Born Again. This one's called You'll Never Take Us Alive.
Maybe another time to rest, but I'm another place. Did you leave me back there to attack your first mistake? Should you strike the head, another blows back in its place. We never die, we won't cry, I stake my case. Like killer bees through the hive, bloody but unbeaten, we arrive. We're alive. Take us alive. Yeah, you know we'll never die. We only multiply. You'll never take us alive. Yeah, don't be a fool. You know we rule the master race. That's life and death. We'll be tense in time and space. You know we don't miss shining hope. Be your disgrace. You'll never die. We multiply. I stake my case. Like killer bees through the hive. Bloody but unbeaten. We arrive. We arrive. You'll never take us alive.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, good Lord, sounds like those liners are going crazy for the Dwarves over there. And why not? Everybody loves the Dwarves, right? All right, there you are, the BBC session, folks, just like I promised. Originally aired on Mike Davies' punk show on BBC Radio 1. And we heard some old ones, some new ones. Let's see, we heard some stuff on the brand new Dwarves Are Born Again. You'll Never Take Us Alive and Looking Out for number one. Before that, we heard some classic ones. Let's see, Act Like You Know and Drugstore, everybody's favorite, folks. There are so many great Dwarves tunes that it's really hard to categorize them all. I mean, you could do alphabetical, you could do oldest to newest, you could do them thematically. So what I'm doing here is I'm building a whole database of Dwarves tunes. So you, the people out there, can go ahead and... Oh, what? The ladies are here. Good Lord.
I am woman. Hear me roar in numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back.
Oh, yeah. Time once again for the caring, touching, caressing, sweeter smelling side of Radio Like You Want. Well, once again, I know nothing about the artist we're featuring this week on Estrogen OD, but I can tell you her name is Linda Lane and the Sinners from 1964. This is Low Grades and High Fever. Good Lord. Sounds like the Wolf Bane is once again a bloomin'. That's right, folks. Time once again for It Came from the Garage right here on Radio Like You Want. This week we have a Voodoo Drums from Kim way back in 1960. I don't know.
Ooh! Ooh! Wale! Wale! Yeah! Motherfucker! Over here! Ooh! Voodoo Drums!
Beating in my heart. Telling me I'll never leave my island.
Telling me I'll never leave my island.
Voodoo drum. Calling in the night.
Calling in the night.
I must stay as long as the sugar cane grows. Though the hurricane may come to my island. And wind may blow away my heart. The voodoo spirits of the island will never, never let me roam. Now when I will die on the island. They'll bury me among the sugar cane. And though I'll be gone from my island, my soul will always remain. Voodoo drum, beating in my heart, telling me I'll never leave my island. I must stay as long as the sugar cane grows.
I must stay as long as the sugar cane grows.
right, everybody. That's going to do it for Radio Like You Want this episode. I want to thank our guest, Eugene Robinson. Check out Blackface. He and Chuck Dukowski kicking the lid off of some of those buried Black Flag treasures. Next week, Blag is back with us, and we want to thank a big thanks to punkradiocast.com for streaming us every Thursday night at 7 p.m. And don't forget to check out radiolikeyouwant.com for all our past episodes.
See ya.
Greedy worldwide.
And Mo from Munich says, hi.